Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With vitamins and more from Avonmore. Vitamin and protein water that works harder.
Okay, Maria, what have you seen on your screen? You said something is terrifying you.
Yeah, so it'll be on Netflix on Thursday, right? It's a series, it's 6 episodes. And I find it so terrifying. I'm going to play a clip of it and see if you can tell me. This is a series that's already there. It's a new season of it.
A new season of it. A new season of a series. A new series of a season. Who knows?
This is not going to make any sense to any kind of a story.
Oh, okay.
But let me see if
can
you
I
know
guess
what
it is. Okay.
We'd like to welcome you back.
Ready?
Yeah. 3, 2.
And action.
They call it mind expanding. Alters your neuronal structure. The mind is a computer. Suddenly, you're not just more receptive. You become a receiver.
Wow, Married at First Sight Australia is weird next season.
Terrifying.
I recognize the voice is Peter Capaldi, so I'm going to suggest that it is a new series of Doctor Who.
No,
a new series of
Doctor Who's on Netflix.
The Thick of It.
No.
It's one of my favorites.
You are right.
He's Malcolm Tucker.
That is Peter Capaldi.
So what is it?
Black Mirror.
Oh, Black Mirror's new series. Yeah, and you got a sneak preview of it.
I'm so lucky, right? Because the lovely people at Netflix go, here, do you want to watch this? It's coming soon. So maybe you might talk
Stick
about
it. On. Yeah.
So there are 6 episodes.
Okay.
We've watched 5.
Wow.
And I find it so terrifying because all the different scenarios in it are possible.
Oh, I know what you mean. So
it's not like
it's
supernatural
based in reality.
Or
it's not like the dragons have come to town.
Like
they take what the reality we live in, they twist it very slightly, and you can see how we could get to that point.
100%.
So who's in? So Peter Capaldi's in one episode.
The first episode, Chris O'Dowd's in.
Oh.
With Rashida Jones, and they play a couple.
Amazing.
She has a medical emergency. She's fighting for her life, and he signs her up to this software program that will keep her alive.
Okay.
And
which, by the way, I absolutely want to do.
Not when you see this episode.
But I want to upload my consciousness and then get downloaded into Kyle Minogue's body. He's way fitter than I am. Imagine what I could do if I had my mind and his body. Do you understand?
I don't want to witness that. No. But it's that actually was my favorite episode. That first episode of Chris O'Dowd. He does a great job. But you won't want to do that.
Okay, so I'll watch this and then I won't want to do it. Okay.
Terrifying, fine. Terrifying. But there are 2 episodes in it, right? Where one of them is a sequel. It's the first ever sequel they've done on Black Mirror.
Oh.
So it's a sequel from episode 1 of season 4. So give yourself time before Thursday when all these episodes drop on Netflix. Give yourself time to rewatch that.
That's
because there's a sequel in this season.
So you need to
do that.
So
they've never done that before.
Can you watch? I know you should.
Yeah.
But could you watch this episode without having seen that, or is it just really helpful if you have seen it?
I have. This is the one episode I haven't watched.
Oh, no way.
Because I want to go back and
watch
the
series 4 episode 1.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure. I don't know that.
Gotcha. But you should do it if you want to give yourself the best possible chance of enjoying it. Yeah.
There's another episode then. Do you remember Black Mirror had a movie called Bandersnatch?
Oh, yeah.
That's also on Netflix. It was about computer games and, you know, inventing computer games and all that kind of stuff. It turned really dark. So some of the cast from that movie appear in one of the episodes of season 7.
Wow.
You don't need to have watched it,
But it may have
callbacks. But I probably would, just to get your head around the type of setting that you're in for this new episode.
So season 4, episode 1, and the movie Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
They're all on Netflix.
Yeah.
But watch those two ahead of Black Mirror season 7, which comes out what day?
Thursday.
Anne Marie guessed straight away, by the way. It was Black Mirror. Well done, Anne Marie.
Oh, it's so terrifying. I bet you Anne Marie feels the same. But some of the other cast members, Will Poulter.
Oh, love him.
He was, wasn't he the kid in We Are the Millers?
Yes.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
With the eyebrows.
Eyebrows, yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
You guys are getting paid? That line. That always does the rounds.
Emma Corrin appears in one of the episodes as well.
Oh, she's excellent, yeah.
They're excellent.
Sorry, you're right, Maria. They are excellent, yes.
Yeah, so there's a really big cast. There's a lot of it is, oh, I know that guy's face from, what did I see him in before?
Yeah,
there's
a lot of that.
But lads, this season is class. Like, I'm so obsessed with it.
What's great is when Netflix and those other companies give us the advanced screenings, it's brilliant. And I was so lucky that I got advanced screenings of The White Lotus.
Did you actually?
Now, I don't watch The White Lotus. So what I did was, I was very popular in my house because I told my wife that before it comes out, I've got this. She's like, oh my God. So there'd be nights where I'd set her up on her iPad and I'd sign, because I have to sign in my email, whatever, and do all the thing and authenticate, get a thing on my phone to authenticate my face. It was super security, because obviously it's The White Lotus, it's not out yet. So she watched episode 1, episode 2, because that was the first email. Then we had to wait, and then 3 and 4 came, and then 5 and 6 came, and then 7 came, and then they sent an email and went, we're not giving you episode 8.
So she had to wait extra long.
So she now has gone from a position of advantage where she had all of the episodes and she was like telling her friends, I'm on episode 3, episode 1 hasn't been out yet. And now she's had to wait like a month until tonight when episode whatever it is, 8 of The White Lotus season 3 finally comes out. So I started off really popular and then slowly went down in popularity. But anyway, this happens sometimes. You've just got to roll with the punches. Maria, thank you very much for that.
Dave Moore on Today FM.